USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill is now headed to the U.S. House for a final vote after the Senate unanimously passed its version of the bill late last night. President Trump says it promises some financial relief for working Americans as well as for businesses to keep Americans working.
The Senate bill, as you know, includes $350 billion in job retention loans for small businesses, with loan forgiveness available for businesses that continue paying their workers. They continue paying their workers. That's what we want.
Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. may already be in a recession, telling NBC's Today show this morning that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with the U.S. economy, saying we just may be in the recession because of the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
New York City, now the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, but the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, says there is some encouraging news, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says stats show social distancing policies may be working in the slow of the spread of the coronavirus in the state.
They are effective and they're necessary, and the evidence suggests at this point that they have slowed the hospitalizations. And this is everything.
New York has 30,000 confirmed cases throughout the state. 18,000 of those are in New York City. Cuomo also says the state is in need of a lot of ventilators.
30,000 ventilators is an extraordinarily difficult task. And it's something that our team is working on with the White House team.
Looking for something to do online? Well, you can find us there at usaradio.com.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Still more on the coronavirus story, as all temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are now closed around the world as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The first presidency of the church announcing the closure late yesterday, a move called temporary, although no tentative date to reopen has been included in the announcement. Two more states are telling their residents to stay home. Idaho and Colorado have joined nearly two dozen other states issuing lockdown orders during the pandemic. Six states and Washington, D.C. had already closed all non-essential businesses, and several other states like Texas and Florida have cities and counties that have issued stay-at-home orders. A doctor's group says pink eye could be an early warning sign of the virus. The American Academy of Ophthalmology issuing the alert yesterday, stating that the pathogen can cause red, itchy, and teary eyes. People with allergies get the same symptoms, so they say you also have to watch for a fever and respiratory symptoms to know whether it's an allergy or possibly coronavirus. And with many Americans turning to fast food to stay fed during this pandemic, McDonald's announced it's pulling its all-day breakfast items off the menu to streamline operations. McDonald's saying it's going to focus on serving only its most popular items. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.